Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a 1% podcast with me, Cooper Chapman. Less than 1% of your day, once a week. A place to spark curiosity around topics you think you already know. And also bring light to the good humans involved in the 1% Good Club, well-being accountability groups dedicating 1% of their day to their mental health. What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to the 1% podcast, my little weekly catch-up with you legends, to talk about some gratitudes and a very special question from the members of the 1% Good Club over on Instagram, giving 1% of their day to their mental health. If you are not already a member, do me a huge favor, or do yourself a huge favor, head over to the Good Human Factory on Instagram, send us a DM saying, I want to join the club. You'll get added into these incredible free groups where every day I send a guided 10-minute meditation. Every night we write three things we're grateful for. We aim to spend 14 minutes on our meditation every single day, 10 minutes of meditation, 4 minutes of gratitude. That's 1% of your day for your mental health. It's completely free. It always will be. And I'd love to see you guys over in that group. As always, a huge thank you to Brain Drink Drinkarepa. These guys have been supporting my brain and this podcast for quite a long time now, and it's Brain Awareness Month right now in March. So if today is the day, head over to drinkarepa.com, check out all of the science on their website around the brain drinks, all backed by neuroscience. Millions of dollars of clinical studies have gone into this incredible product. It's a blackcurrant flavored juice that is a drink that you can have in the performance or the light and calm and clarity, which is a sparkling version of it, which is delicious. You can also get the powder or you can get the brain capsules. This stuff's amazing for neuro decline, for performance, for focus, just for anything to do with your brain. And we're also doing a very special event on March 30th, the Saturday, Easter Saturday. We're doing a free mindful morning down at Currumbin Beach, 7 a.m. It's completely free, as I said. You're going to get a bunch of free arepa. I'm going to be guiding us through a gratitude, a mindfulness session, and also a meditation. It's going to be a really fun morning, all inclusive. If you want to come down to that, you can sign up to the free link in the show notes. It's a little Eventbrite thing, so we know how much product to bring. We'd love to see you down there. Also, if you go over to that website, drinkarepa.com, you can use the code GOODHUMAN for a really big 25% off everything over there. So I encourage you, go check it out. You're going to love it. And yeah, it's something that I use every single day. Also, if you want to learn more about my mental health workshops, it's been a crazy busy last couple of weeks for me. I've been traveling up and down the coast. I've been into rural Queensland, rural New South Wales, running mental health workshops at so many different high schools. And I would love to come to either your high school or your child's high school. If you head to thegoodhumanfactory.com, you can learn all about my workshops on the workshop tab. You can request an info pack and we'll get straight back to you to give you some more information and try and get me out to your school to do a workshop. Or if you're a business and you're looking for a well-being program at your business to try and just improve a bit of mental health, improve productivity, decrease absenteeism, I've got the perfect workshop for that as well. If you head over to the show notes, you can find the request form for our workshops. We'd love to get into your workplace or your school and do some of the workshops. Also, last thing I'll let you know, if you go over to the website, thegoodhumanfactory.com, you can pick up some of our merch, which helps spread that Good Human Factory message around kindness, gratitude, mindfulness to your community. You can use code PODCAST for a big 25% off over there. Okay. On to this week's gratitudes and questions. So the question I asked this week was, what is the nicest compliment you've received and who was it from? And wow, I had some incredible responses to this. So here we go. Let's jump into a few gratitudes and responses to that question. The first we have from group number two, Lisa von Stibu. Today's gratitudes, making it to Munich to celebrate my nephew's fourth birthday. So, so grateful to have this little human in my life. He makes it better every day. Sleepovers at my nephew's, which was his birthday wish, heading to the bakery with him in the morning and to a play hall thing just now to continue enjoying some quality time with him. And number three, hanging out with my family. And my best compliment. A couple years ago, I solo traveled in Bangladesh, and these boys helped me out with a ride to the next town. We had lovely chats, and after one of the young boys said to me that he laughed how honest And happy my laugh sounded. It really stuck with me as one of the nicest compliments. Oh, Lisa, how beautiful is that? Getting complimented on your laugh, thinking it's, very honest and happy, which is a beautiful way to put it. And how nice. Get to Munich. I love Munich. Munich I went to once for Oktoberfest. That was good fun. Drank lots of beers. That was quite some time ago. But Munich's beautiful, and good on you for getting to spend some time with your nephews. And, yeah, birthday time with the nephew. Love it. Next, we have from group number 9, Hayley Podeven. Hayley's a great member of this group. She's been so active. Her and her daughter Summer always send their gratitudes in. So here we go. Gratitudes. Catching up with my bestie again before she leaves for Perth. Cleaning my bathroom. It's so clean and fresh. And number 3, fresh fruit. And I received a compliment from a complete stranger. Summer and I were in an Uber, and she was telling me about her goal of saving money to buy a house, that she can start a company that helps the homeless, and that she can also take care of animals. We discussed how she would help people and how she's going to achieve this. Once we arrived at our destination, the Uber driver turned around and said to me, "I have to say, I'm blown away by your daughter. She is so kind and caring, yet very switched on. You have done an amazing job raising her." I was very humbled and shocked at the same time. Oh, Hayley, what an incredible little compliment to get about you raising your daughter, but also Summer being a good human. I will completely agree with that Uber driver. Both of you have been such active members of this community. You've been writing back to other people's messages about their gratitudes and have barely missed a day with your own gratitude. So thank you for being an active member, and thank you for sending in that beautiful message. Next, we have from group number 8, Ashley Brower. Today, I'm grateful for another day of rest and recovery, slowly starting to feel better. My husband for making a delicious curry and starting a Harry Potter marathon. Belly laughs with my husband and dogs. And my best compliment, one that is always in my head, is from a random stranger. Her and I were both walking around in the ocean in May in South Australia, so it's super cold. I was doing some water therapy for an injury, and she came up and asked if I was a Pisces because I have the most beautiful, kind aura. I was a little gobsmacked because she got my star sign right. We had the most wonderful conversation where she gave me some books to read. This one compliment / conversation started me on a whole new journey, and my life started changing in so many positive ways. So thank you to that beautiful stranger. Oh, Ashley, how special is that? What a great story. Thank you for sharing that. It's crazy the impact just a few words from a complete stranger can have to change our perspective and to really change our direction in life. So thanks for sending that through. And good on you. Another day of recovery and Harry Potter marathon. I think we can all get around that. Thanks for sending them in, Ashley. And my last one today is from group number 7. We have Claude. Today I'm grateful for our housemate coming over to cook us dinner. The best spontaneous gym sesh today, and a weekend relaxing and doing life admin after weeks of busy weekends. And my bonus question, I think the best compliment I've gotten was from my best friend. She knows me better than I know myself and is always picking me up on little things I do, which sometimes I don't even notice are such a big part of how I act. I think my favorite compliment she has given me is that I am super welcoming and inviting to everyone, especially in the group setting, or if I notice someone that is being quiet / seems on the outer of a chat. This means so much to me as someone that used to be super quiet and awkward around groups. I'm glad I can be that person to break the ice for new people / welcome everyone in if they might be struggling to join in the conversation. Claude, what a gorgeous compliment to get from your best friend. It is quite nice when people notice things that we do that we don't even notice ourselves doing. And yeah, it sounds like you're doing exactly that, Claude. So thank you for sending that through. And I absolutely love that one too. Far out, I say I absolutely love that too much. Goal, no more of that. But here we go. My best compliment. This is a bit of a different one for me. So I mean, I'm very lucky. I get a lot of messages from different people saying the work that I do has had a big impact on them and had a massive perspective change or help them in their life. But I've had two that stand out. One was from a friend of mine from South Australia called Zach Heusler. He was a guest on this podcast. So he reached out to me right when I started The Good Human Factory, maybe like 2 months into the podcast, about 10 episodes. And he sent me a message saying, "Hey, mate, just wanted to let you know that me and my brother were huge fans of your podcast. We got so much valuable information from it. It's really helped me and him with our mental health. Unfortunately, my brother lost his battle with mental illness and took his own life. But I'd like to mention you and The Good Human Factory at his eulogy at the funeral." And that was just like, I cried when I got that message. Like, so powerful to know that, my work had touched Zach and his brother. I then flew Zach up to the Gold Coast to spend a few days with me and get to know me, and I had him on the podcast. So you can go back to one of the earliest episodes. I think it's in the 10s or 20s and listen to Zach's story. Really special story. But I got this email mid last year from one of the members of the 1% Good Club, actually, to let me know the impact that I'd had on her. So this is the nicest compliment I've ever received. Hey, Cooper. I wanted to tell you how you've changed my life because I think it's important you know the positive impact you've had on me. I thought I'd give you a warning that I do discuss some heavy topics in this email, and my apologies for the length. I've tried to keep the details short as I'm aware it's a long message. I messaged you a couple years ago and I was so thankful that you saw my message and engaged with me, but I thought it was important to give you an update. It all started when I listened to your podcast episode on Darling Shine 2 years ago. I've always been a huge fan of Fisher, which led me to following your sister Chloe and then Elodie, and eventually became a fan of their podcast. At the time, I was 23 years old and I was very sick with 5 different autoimmune disorders. In particular, rheumatoid arthritis and type 1 diabetes were causing the most issues for me. I was on chemotherapy drugs for my arthritis, which was absolutely horrendous, and was genuinely very unwell physically, which led to a huge decline in my mental health. I ended up with some really severe depression and awful symptoms such as suicidal ideation, and was even hallucinating, which I didn't realize were even symptoms of severe depression. As my arthritis progressed, it actually started to affect my heart and lungs, and I became very unwell and was told that I would have to deal with this forever and it would eventually be fatal as I had so many other health complications. This led to such a horrendous depression that I thought I'd never get out of it. I was so desperate to try and fix my mental health. When I heard you discuss all the things that you do to keep on top of your health on Darling Shine, I thought, what have I got to lose? Listening to your episode, I was first introduced to Wim Hof. That was the first thing that completely changed my life. Along with starting the Wim Hof method, I started to look into what foods I was eating and started an anti-inflammatory diet. I also started practicing gratitude after hearing you discuss the 1% Good Club. I've been in Group 6 of the 1% Good Club for a while now. I honestly could go on and on about what I've been through, but I really wanted to let you know that as of now, 2 years later, and after implementing everything you've spoken about, my rheumatoid arthritis is in remission and my other conditions are either in remission too or are very well controlled. My type 1 diabetic control is so good, my doctor told me I was in the top 10% of my world, top 10% of the world for diabetic glucose control. My inflammatory levels are practically zero and I'm off all medication and off all antidepressants, something I thought was impossible. I've lost about 18 kilos, as most of it was water retention and inflammation. Everything I've done from breathwork, ice baths, and anti-inflammation diet has all been with assistance from my doctor as I make sure to do it all safely, but it's all because of you. I think it's important you know the positive impact you've made on so many people's lives, as what you've done for me in particular is incredible. Words cannot express my gratitude for you. Thank you for teaching everyone the things you've learned. Thank you for spreading the word and helping other people. I get quite emotional when I stop and think about how grateful I am. I live in Perth, but if I'm ever over east, I'd love to attend a workshop. I haven't worked for 3 years because of my health, but at the end of last year when I got the all clear from my team of doctors, I went traveling for 4 months and now I'm back home looking for a job. I'm away to start a TAFE course in July, and I couldn't have achieved any of this if I hadn't listened to that episode and heard the important message that you had to share. From the bottom of my heart, thank you so much for changing my life. Once I've got a few shifts behind me and save some money, I'd like to make a donation so you can fund more Good Human workshops. My doctors are in disbelief as the turnaround I've had and have been very invested in my journey. I've challenged them to consider more natural and holistic approaches, and they've been very receptive. I'm very lucky to have the team I have around me. So Cooper, thank you so much and keep doing what you're doing. I really admire what you're doing. Niamh O'Connell. Wow. Isn't that just, it makes me want to, it just like blows my mind, that message. I don't really have words for it. I got it last year and I read it and thought a lot of it, but now coming back to this, the best compliment I've received, it just, yeah, special. Thank you so much, Niamh. I'd love to have you on the podcast and learn your story more. It's still baffles me that the things that I get to share could have such an impact on you, that could turn your life around and change your perspective on a few things and challenge maybe the diagnosis that you get from doctors and say, you know what, I'm going to take a bit of responsibility. I'm going to take a bit of control and try something else. And yeah, I'm just baffled, beyond grateful for that beautiful message. And hopefully anyone listening might've got touched by that too, and might go back and listen to some of the other podcasts that I've put out and find the value in them as well. So thank you, Niamh, for sending that through. And yeah, thank you for everyone sending in those gratitudes this week. Okay, this Friday, we have another epic episode to do with the 100 days to 100Ks with an incredible long-distance runner, a guy who's a travel photographer and has a really interesting story on how to create a life that you want to live rather than a life that you kind of have to live, a corporate life or a life where you're doing something that you don't really enjoy doing. This guy's created the most incredible life for him. He has a beautiful story and you're going to love it. His name's Josh Lynott and he lives down in the Blue Mountains. But yeah, incredible story. You guys are going to love it. Listen to this excerpt and I'll be back in a sec.
If I could give you any advice, or probably my favorite piece of advice. And I asked, before going to Bali, I asked one of like my mate's mums, who was like the only ultra runner I knew at the time. I was like, hey, like, what advice have you got for me? And she said, be a tourist in your own mind. And that has stuck with me ever since. And she's like, you're going to places that you've never been before. So you're going to think and feel things that you've never experienced. Like, rather than be scared of that, it's like just step outside and just observe it. And
I think
for you right now, it's such a special time because you only run your first 100 kilometer once. And so all these things that come up are going to be new. And that's so special.
All right, that was Josh Lynott. He's going to be in your ears this Friday. Make sure if you're enjoying this podcast, do me a huge favor. Tell one friend about it. The 1% Club, as you heard from that message from Neve, can have the biggest impact on people. So if you have someone in your life that you're like, you know what? I want to give you a gift. Send them a message with this podcast episode. Let them know about some of the previous episodes, the challenges I've been on, the incredible guests who have valuable information that can really literally change your life. So the best thing you can do if you enjoy this podcast, send it to a friend. If you do enjoy it, I really love when I get DMs from people who tell me they listen to the podcast and they get a lot out of it. It makes a huge impact on me. So if you do enjoy it, send me a DM at Cooper Chapman on Instagram. Let me know what you think of the episode. Let me know which episodes you're getting the most value out of. Or if you think there's any ways that I can improve this podcast, send me a message. I'm so open to improving it. It's been a long journey. There's been years of doing this podcast and I think it's time to, refresh it and get some new big names on the podcast, get some really valuable information out there and continually learn with all of you legends. So if you're enjoying it, go hit that like button, go hit that subscribe button, leave us a review, give us 5 stars. You guys have the power to make this podcast grow. It's got nothing to do with me. It's everything to do with you. So do all those little things that can go a long way. And if you really enjoy it, share it on your Instagram story. It's the best way to share it with your community and maybe make a life-changing impact on them. So thanks for tuning in. Love you all. See you on Friday.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.